night, and I got the message from God. So I believe I got a message from God, so I'm going to share it with you. First of all, I want to pray, okay? So, Heavenly Father, we glorify your name. We give you all the glory and praise. We thank you for the day that you've given to us. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you for the breath of life. And we thank you for each other. And we thank you that we have an opportunity to be together as a family, brothers and sisters in Christ, in one accord. Lord, Heavenly Father, that you please forgive us of our sins, wash us in the blood of Jesus. Yes. Create in us a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within us in Jesus' mighty name. And please put the cloak of righteousness upon us. And please put the full armour of God upon all of us. As it is written in Ephesians chapter 6, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, no weapons formed against us. And I also ask, Heavenly Father, you put the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth on the doorposts of our homes, our windows, our properties, our cars and our belongings, and hide all of us under Psalms 91 in Jesus' mighty name. And we're asking, Holy Spirit, that you be amongst us, teaching us, guiding us, and giving us revelation, understanding and direction. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen.
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 So, as I was everything up today, like when I came into my bedroom after coming back from work, I heard the words of the song, and I hope you can hear it. The song is called You Can't Give Up Now, and Mary, Mary, they're the ones that sing it. So let me just go to my library because I was playing it. Here it is. I'm going to play this to start off, so I'm just waiting for this advert on YouTube to start. Sorry. Right, okay, so I want to start. So I know most of you probably know the song, you probably all know the actual song, so if you could just sing it, if you want to join in and sing, just, you know, meditate, just listen to the Holy Spirit and see what you are listening to this song, okay?
There will be mountains that I will have climbed.
Can you hear that?
And
can you hear it?
Yes, ma'am.
But it will be more. It's up to me to decide, but how can I expect to end if I never try? I just can't give up now. Come to the nobody told me the road would be
dead.
Never said that everything was the way I want to go, but I end up back in the wall, and that wheel of hope is gone. I'll just lift my head up to the sky and say, help me to come. I just can't give up now. Come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me of the road would be easy, and I don't need to talk this far to me. I
Song, ma'am. And the thing is, I haven't heard that song. It's not the kind of song that comes to my mind. I haven't played that. It's been years since I played that song. And back in the day, when Mary Mary and I were on the radio stations, etc., I used to listen to them a lot. But as I was just literally standing and getting down to sit at my seat, the words of that song just came to my spirit. And I said, we have to listen to that song. So I think there's a message the Holy Spirit is trying to say, song, and it's for all of us and Prof Belinda, that we must not give up. We've come too far from where we started from. And okay, and I'm gonna say those words close to the end of the Holy Spirit's given to me to share. But when I saw Prof's message, the first thing I felt in my spirit was I did not believe the report, yeah? And what I felt in my spirit was that the message, the report, it's come straight from the pit of hell. That is a lie from the pit of hell. I did not believe it. I will not accept it. My spirit, man, it rejects it in the name of Jesus. I completely reject the message, the report from the doctors, from the MRI. And then I got in my spirit was I was reminded that the devil is a deceiver. He's the king of deceivers. And I took a screenshot on my phone just before we started. So I'm going to go to the screenshot so I can read you the scripture that reminds us that Satan is a deceiver. He's a liar. He's a father of lies. So you probably will, a video picture will probably go, because I'm going to go to my screenshot. And this is the scripture that I got. It is, one second. It's John chapter 8, verse 47. And it says here, that the devil, he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. This is a report that the doctors have done. This is an MRI scan. This is his own resources. This is a lie, okay? I tell you the truth. He speaks a lie and he speaks from his own resources. But he is a liar, meaning Satan, and he's a father of it. But because I, meaning Jesus, it's Jesus speaking, I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Now, no, this isn't fought on for us. We do believe Jesus. I believe God. I believe what God says. Yeah, the devil is a liar. He's a deceiver. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, it says this about Satan being a liar. The great dragon was cast out, that serpent called the devil and Satan, who declares the whole world. He was cast to the earth and his angels were cast out with him. He is a deceiver. I don't think that's even the scripture, Father. Help me find the one that you showed me. I don't think I've got it. I've lost it. But basically, there is a scripture in the Bible saying that Satan is a deceiver, which he is. So I'm believing that this report is coming from the pit of hell, and it's a lie of Satan. He's using these resources to tell a lie. But I believe in the truth, and I know the word of God says this about Jesus. It says in chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. So Jesus is the truth, and Jesus and God is in prof. And when I was driving in the car, I was reminded of all the prophecies that God had regarding her health. God has used his prophets to give her messages. God's even spoken to prof about how she's going to be fine. Just like Job got his full healing, she is going to get her full healing too. Yeah? So I believe God. I don't believe Satan. I don't believe this report. It's a lie from the pit of hell. Okay? And then the Holy Spirit reminded me, there was some more. I put up some scriptures earlier on today. Sorry about this, guys, because obviously I didn't plan this. It's a bit all over the place. Sorry. There's a script. I put up some scriptures earlier, and one of them was 2 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 16 to 18. And this was the scripture I got in my spirit, and I put this up when I was at work. As soon as I saw what Prof wrote, this is the scripture that I felt was the one. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and internal weight of glory. Not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are external. I allow for the Holy Spirit to explain this. And the interpretation I got from this, from the Holy Spirit, was that, you know, even though the doctors are saying this regarding MRI scan, and then there's like, reports doctors are saying, which I believe is a lie from the pit of hell. But look at those things. Remember the things that are unseen, yet to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. We're going to see in the physical what's already been manifested in the spiritual. We're going to see in the physical, prof healed, restored. And her testimony is going to be so powerful. This is what I feel in my spirit. It's going to be so powerful that it's going to help so many people out there and bring so many souls to Christ. Because one thing I've learned in my walk as learning to be, you know, learning to be part of a ministry and to bring souls to Christ is that you cannot testify to a person if you've not been through a situation. Things in my life, I've been through, God's going to use other people come to Christ to relate and understand where they've been, what situation they, I've been there before, so I can minister to them and make them understand God's point of view. But if I haven't experienced that, then really and truly, how can I testify to them? So I honestly believe that this situation, God is going to use it for his glory, and he's going to reward Prof for her obedience, her endurance, her faithfulness to him. Because God is not a man that he should lie. He's a covenant-keeping God. And I know, and we read Joel last night, where God says that everything that was taken from us, God's going to restore back to us. And it'll be so much. If we can handle it, it'll be so much blessing. And I believe that is Prof's portion. I believe good health is Prof's portion. So I'm believing God. I'm not believing what he's saying. I don't believe Satan. And another scripture that came to me when I was at work, when I saw what Prof was this in the group, it said, this is a prayer that I'm going to declare, every report that is contrary to you and against Prof, so every report that is contrary to Prof and against Prof has been blotted out by the blood of Jesus. I blot it out by the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. And in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, blotting out, this is a scripture that backs this up, blotting out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. So everything that the doctors are saying, the report they're saying, the MRI scan. Today, brothers and sisters in Christ, for 1 second, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are going to nail it to the cross. Because Jesus Christ paid the price on the cross. The word of God said he shed his blood for the healing, because by Jesus' stripes we are healed, prophets healed. So we're going to nail everything to the cross today, and we're going to ask God his guidance. And before we start praying, there was something else that the Holy Spirit brought to my attention when I was in the car. So in the car, I can't remember. I was at work, leave to go to pray. And it was about an eagle. And I know I've heard it being said before, but I had to Google it. And I did a screenshot, so I'm going to go to the camera. I'm sorry, guys. So I'm using my mobile phone. And I looked up, why do eagles like storms? So I looked it up, and this is what I got. 1 second. It says, eagles love the storm. Eagles are the only birds that love the storm. They use the pressure of the storm to glide higher without having to use their own energy. They're able to do this because God has created them uniquely with an ability to lock their wings in a fixed position in the midst of the fierce storm. So what I'm getting from this in my spirit is that just like the eagle, must use the situation to glide higher. And that's what God is doing. He's preparing her for a higher anointing, a higher ministry. In Jesus' name. And you see, what the eagles don't do is use their own energy. They use the energy of the storm to keep themselves moving and to keep them going, allow themselves to go higher. And they've been able to do this, like I said before, because God has created them uniquely. God has created the prof uniquely. He has given her all the things that she needs, gifts, everything for her to ride the storm. God, because the word of God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. Never given us more than we can bear. So he knows Prof's limit, and he will never give her more than she can bear. So God, what I believe God is saying to her is just, you know, let him take over. Don't use your energy, emotions in this situation. God has got this in control. God has got Prof. Let his energy, let his strength help her in this situation. In Jesus' name. Okay, so I wrote down, and then I'm going to end this message with the song. And it says, Prof, please hear me clearly. Please listen to this. And I believe this is coming from the Holy Spirit to you. You cannot give up now. You've come too far from where you started, Prof. No one told us it was going to be easy. We know that it's not an easy walk, and we know it's a sacrifice we make because we want to walk in the will of God, yeah? No one told us this road was going to be easy, but he hasn't brought you this far, Prof, to leave you. He hasn't left you, Prof, okay? So the prayer points I've written down is basically what Prof wrote in WhatsApp. And the first prayer point is for us to cancel everything that the surgeon said in regards to the report, the MRI scan. Okay. And when I was writing them down, I felt in my spirit that each person would pray each prayer point. Yeah. So, Kahiso, can you please pray the prayer that where you cancel everything that the surgeons have said regarding the report, please? And then while Kihiso is praying, pray in tongues in the background, please. Take your mics off, please. Yeah, you're praying in tongues. I want us to be able to hear Kihiso praying. That makes sense. So maybe like pray softly in tongues. Yeah, that's all right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Can you just all start in tongues, please? Le fredisse se yer des que si di vodra natura des que si di bonja pahit Ligla hidra natarda sa yaki de dishe le hidra naturda se kida dishe si si braharde. Negra natardus ke shede hidra natirdis ke sidi hardus ke shu. Egle hidra natarda sa yaki de dishe ke sidi bonja pe hidra dit. Zegle hidra naturda ke sidi herdes ke sidi bonja pe hidra dit. Zegle hidra natarda sa yaki de dishe se se yegirde. Gradus ke sidi bordus ke shu da da se le hidra natirdis ke shis. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we're praying at this moment, Lord Father God, being gathered, I thank you that you hear us, Lord Father God, and continue to hear our prayers. As we lift up our being in this moment, Lord Father God, we just want to thank you for her life and keeping her, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, I just want to pray against the results that have been spoken, Lord Father God, that they may be facts, but they're not the truth. And we're basing what we're saying based on your truth, Lord Father God. For your truth, Lord Father God, that was spoken to us, Lord Father God, is that healing is the children's bread, and we've been your children, Lord Father God. Healing is ours, and healing is hers. And I thank you, Lord Father God, that it is your spirit that dwells in her, Lord Father God. And it is your truth, Lord Father God, that will be the one that actually shows forth and is birthed forth, Lord Father God. It is your truth of your word that will prevail. For, Lord Father God, we will stand on your truth. That, Lord Father God, whatever the doctors may have said, Lord Father God, we nullify it, Lord Father God, and we bring it to naught. But, Lord Father God, we raise up your word, Lord Father God. We raise up your standard, Lord Father God, in this matter, in this situation, over her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, Lord. We honor you. We praise you. For you alone are God, Lord Father God. We want to pray, Lord Father God, at the results, Lord Father God, by your supernatural, Lord Father, by the supernatural, Lord Father God, that it brings healing, Lord Father God. We speak healing, Lord Father God, and say that she's healed. Lord, la si li brodo bon shala hidra na terde se si yekire dishke sidi, ile vrede bon sapta hidra dishke jidi bon sapta hidra dita, le krada sa kire dishke jidi bon sa. I pray, Lord Father God, that whatever, they'll be amazed at your work, and this will be for your glory, Lord Father God, will be your glory that is shown forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. At the astounding results at the end, Lord Father, that they will see, and they will know that there is a God, and God, Lord Father God, who is in prophet be. In Jesus' name, we praise you, glorify you, and honor you, Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kahisa. Thank you so much. Another thing that the Holy Spirit said to me was for us, while we're praying, if the Holy Spirit reveals anything to you, please, at the end, we share it, yeah? Like any visions, any messages, anything like that, yeah, we share it, okay, at the end, yeah? But the Holy Spirit, I believe the Holy Spirit is who should pray what prayer. So, the next prayer for Natalie, please. And the prayer is the counsel of what the MRI scan has led.
Sorry, counsel what the MRI scan has?
The MRI scan results, the cancel it in the name of Jesus.
The report?
Yeah, because Kahisa prayed regarding everything that the surgeons have said. Now we're cancelling the MRI scan.
Okay. Yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise. As we come before your throne, oh Father God, we give you glory and honor. Lord, we bow down before you right now. And we just lift up your holy name, King of kings, Lord of lords, Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah, Jesus, your majesty. Thank you, Father God, as we come boldly to your throne. Father God, I place before your throne these pictures. I place the pictures, the scans, the MRI scans before you, Father. And I ask you, Father God, to breathe your Ruach breath on these scans right now. Breathe the breath of life on these scans right now. And reverse every report that this scan is projecting. I decree and declare that when light is exposed to the film of a camera, of a picture, exposure, and it is erased. I'm asking you to erase this report in the spiritual realm tonight. I'm asking you, oh God, as you breathe on it, that the page turns blank, that you do every single lie that has been put in this message through this picture. I thank you that as we are speaking this, it's coming to existence, that you are Heavenly Father, knitting together like you did in our mother's womb, back together, the spine of prop in Jesus' name. Lord, we reject this report. Lord, we reject this MRI scan. Lord, your breath is greater, and it is a healing breath, it's a resurrection breath, it's the breath that takes away and changes the direction of the enemy. It's the breath of life, oh Father God. As you breathe into mud, no shape of purpose, dry mud, shape of purpose. I ask you to breathe into scans, breathe into prophet, and bring resurrection. Let the dunamis power of the cross rise right now in the name of Jesus. Let the power of the cross speak for prof right now in the name of Jesus. Let the power of the cross reconstruct in the heavens. Now the MRI says in the heavens, oh Father God. The enemy always duplicates whatever God is doing. But I'm asking you to duplicate, Heavenly Father, the perfect image of God. The Bible says that he is a reflection of perfection. He is a reflection of you. Her spine is a reflection of your spine. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare right now the exchange of image of Christ within Prof's body right now. And I ask you to erase and remove, Father God, in the spiritual realm so it will manifest on this earth, the lies and the distortion that the enemy has portrayed, and the insignificant information to make it insignificant. So whatever has been spoken, whatever has been said, whatever seeds have been sown into the atmosphere, I send out the Holy Spirit fire to destroy those words right now. You have no shape or form in this atmosphere. You have no shape or form over prophets. You have no shape and form to take life over the prophet of Belinda Spannenberg. I thank you, Father God, that you have destroyed the paperwork. You have destroyed the vocals, the words that have been released. You have erased them tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Go through a touch and agree with both Kahiso's prayers and these prayers. Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here guiding us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, the next prayer, Holy Spirit is said for Kirsten to do. So, Kirsten, the prayer point is for Lord, for our Heavenly Father, the Lord, to restore and prof, to restore hope and faith in prof.
Okay. Sure. Father, I thank you that we can lift prof before your throne this evening. Father, you know exactly what prof is feeling. Words cannot describe. Prof can't describe to us what she's feeling. And Father, we lift those feelings, we lift those thoughts, we lift those emotions before your throne. Father, you know the state of Prof's mind, of her heart, of her emotions as a result of everything that has happened and that is happening, Father. But Father, we know that your word says you have a future filled with hope for us, Father. And Father, I thank you that even as Prof is seeing all the negative, and the negative is what's manifesting, Father, I thank you that you come and raise a standard, Father, a standard above those disappointments, above heartbreak, above the lies, above the hatred, above the betrayal, above everything that is contrary to your word and what you have promised and what you desire for us, Father. Father, I ask that your hope, that your joy, that your peace now fills every part and every emotion of Prof's body. Father, I come and I saturate the atmosphere around Prof, around the places she may be. Father, even the people around Prof. Father, if these people that's going to add to the negativity, to the stress, to the whatever, Father, I ask that you remove them, Father. Father, I ask that you surround Prof with people of faith, with people of hope, with people that can uplift and carry and strengthen Prof, Father. Father, I ask that you give us, as Prof's sons and daughters, the strength, the guidance, the vision as to what we need to do to help Prof, to strengthen Prof, to carry Prof in this time where Prof is weak. We know that when we are weak, you are strong. So, Father, show us how we can be strong for Prof, Father. Father, I ask that you come and guide us, that you lead us, Father. Father, I ask that a fresh hope,
arises. Father, I don't ask for restoration of the joy and the hope and the dreams that Brock had. I ask for a fresh baptism of joy, of hope. Father, a hope, a joy, a peace that Brock has never experienced in her life. I decree it and it will be established in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that there's going to be a complete turnaround, Father. Father, I thank you that Brock will testify in joy of everything that is happening, Father. Father, I thank you that in this pain, in this trial, in this triumph that Prof is facing, Father, Father, joy is being birthed, hope is being birthed, peace is being birthed, Father. Father, your word is being birthed in and through Prof in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that this story is going to be used for your glory. Father, I ask that even as Prof is feeling the way she is, Father, Father, I ask that you come and you comfort her, Father. Father, we know that we in ourselves can't help Prof. We can't make a fight. We can't cheer her up in a way that she needs filled up, Father. Father, only you can do that. So, Father, I'm asking for your spirit. I'm asking for you to come. Father, I'm asking for an encounter. I ask that you come and meet Prof at the point of her need, Father. Come and meet her face to face, Father. Father, I ask that you restore the faith. I ask for a fresh faith in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you come and reveal your plans and your purposes in Prof's life and for her life, Father. Father, I ask that you reveal and manifest your truth in this situation, Father. Father, yes, the doctors are saying A, B, and C, but Father, we stand on what our God, our Father is saying, and you are not saying what the doctors are saying, Father. So, Father, I ask that your truth shines bright through every life, through every deception, through every attack of the enemy, Father. Father, I thank you that your spirit now comes and washes away every negative report, every negative emotion, every negative thought, every negative report, everything that is contrary to you, Father, and to who you say we are. Father, I thank you that you come and wash it away. You write it off in the name of Jesus. I decree that it is now annihilated. I decree that the words of the surgeon spoken will not influence Prof's hearing. I decree that that overthinking, that thing that's playing itself over and over and over in Prof's mind, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I decree and decree and I get out of our thoughts, get out of our emotions, get out of our heart, get out of that house, get out of that atmosphere. You have no right here. And you have no right to torment Prof and to make her think all these negative thoughts. I rebuke every negative thought in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I ask that you come and change Prof's thinking patterns. I thank you that you come and show Prof this is what is going to happen. This is my will for your life. This is my future that I've got for you. And Father, I thank you that we are going to hear a testimony. Father, I thank you that we are going to rejoice and we are all going to be filled and overflowing with that joy that you are birthing in Prof. Father, I ask that you just come, you come and meet Prof, Father. Father, I thank you that Prof is going to testify. Prof is going to share with us that she had this amazing encounter, that you came and met her at the point of Father, you are good, good Father. We know that you are a faithful God. You've never failed us, Father. And your word says that you never will. So, Father, we are calling on you. We are pleading on Prof's behalf, Father. Father, come and do what only you can do for Prof. Prof needs you more than ever. And we need you to come and be there for Prof. So, Father, I'm begging you. I'm not asking. I'm not going to be shy about it. Father, Father, we need you. We need you to come. We need you to move, Father. We can't move. We can't do anything. But with you on our side, Father, mountains will be moved. And every obstacle standing in front of us can be shoved away. So, Father, I thank you that you are going to come. I thank you that you are going to restore and renew and elevate and promote and accelerate everything. Father, I thank you for accelerated healing. I thank you that this process now just gets acceleration and that Prof is healed and walking in divine alignment and fulfillment of her destiny. I decree this in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen. I touch and agree with Kirsten's prayer, which she said in Jesus' name. I heard in my spirit that while the person's praying, we should speaking in the tongues lightly in the background, because it's I heard my spirit, the barb speaking in tongues will surround the prayer and protect the prayer. down as it's lifted up to Most High God. Does that make sense? Yeah, that's what I thought. So, we don't like me speaking in tongues. That will be really loud, but it's softly in the background. So we're just supporting prayers that goes up. Okay, so the next person that I heard the Holy Spirit say was for Beaway. Please pray for Prof. The prayer point for you to pray for is for Prof not to give up. Yeah.
The Lord is Belinda Spannenberg's shepherd. Belinda Spannenberg shall not want. He makes Belinda Spannenberg lie down in green pastures. He leads Belinda Spannenberg beside the still waters. He restoreth Belinda Spannenberg's soul. He leads Belinda Spannenberg in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Though Belinda Spannenberg walks through the valley of the shadow of death, Belinda Spannenberg will fear no evil, for the Lord is with Belinda Spannenberg. The rod and their staff, they comfort Belinda Spannenberg. You prepare a table before Belinda Spannenberg in the presence of Belinda Spannenberg's enemy. You anoint Belinda Spannenberg's head with oil, and Belinda Spannenberg cups runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow Belinda Spannenberg all the days of her life, and Belinda Spannenberg will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, we thank you. We come before you tonight, and we thank you for being a good God. We thank you that you are a gracious God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. You never give up on us, Heavenly Father. Father, right now, Father, I just ask you to fill Prof's house with your love, with the Holy Spirit, your grace and mercy. Let her hold on in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let her raise her head up to you and look up to where her help comes from in Jesus' mighty name. May her hope come from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, may she carry on walking. May she hold on to your hand now more than ever before, Father God. Because, Father, at the end of this road, there is someone who is also waiting here. Father, to hear her story so they can also carry on, Father God, so that they can also hold on and not give up and not give up on you. We thank you, Father God, for this season. We thank you, Father God, for this season in advance, because through you there is breakthrough, because through you there are miracles. Father, we are here today because you are, in the mighty name of Jesus. You were there yesterday. You were there the other day. You are here today. You are there tomorrow. You are there forever, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are not a God who embarrasses himself, because you are not a man that should lie, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father God, that whatever those reports say, in Jesus' name, you are a God of turnaround. Even if it is in the last minute, Father God, you never fail to show up, because you did it yesterday. You did it the other day. You will do it tomorrow, and you will continue doing it for the rest of her life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I even thank you. I thank you for everyone that is waiting for Prof's breakthrough, because, Father, it's for your glorification. People are waiting to see this miraculous God. People are waiting to see this mighty God. People are waiting to see the supernatural God, because that is what you are. Thank you, Father, as we wait on you, Heavenly. May Prof just hold on to your word in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I shut out the noise of the world right now. I shut out the noise of the world. May she only hear you, Lord. May she hear you. Spirit. Rekete raba kanda raba zekete. Lo korobo raka tata tasere mekinde. Rasata korobo rekete tete tete. Shikaraba sanda raba korobo shete. La karaba setere me kanda raba baba. You supernatural God, we call upon you now. You mighty God, we call upon you now. God, our healer, call upon you now. God, our strength, we call upon you now. God, who is love, we call upon you now. God, who is our peace, we call upon you right now. Father, who is our love, we call upon you now. Father, our comforter, we call upon you now in the mighty name of Jesus. Surround Prof where she is right now in Jesus' mighty name. Send signs, Father God. Send people, Heavenly Father, just to remind her that you are there. Just to remind her that you are there in Jesus' mighty name. May she dream positive things. May she dream reminded of your presence, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are not a God who just walks us and leaves us. Father, we thank you that even though the storm is right now, you calm Prof where she is in the mighty name of Jesus. You send calamity right now over her in Jesus' mighty name. You spirit of anxiety, I rebuke you.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Spirit of uncertainty, I rebuke you. You spirit of sickness, I rebuke you. You spirit of negativity, I rebuke you. You spirit of almost there, I rebuke you right now in Jesus' mighty name. You spirit of almost there, I remove you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I command you to bow down in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you that where Prof was lost, she will now be in the front. Where there were no's, Father, there will be yeses in Jesus' mighty name. Father, where there was hesitation, people shall not hesitate any longer, Father God. I thank you right now that doors are opening, Heavenly Father. Finances will come from all over the place in the mighty name of Jesus. Where people were hesitant, Father, I ask you to open hands right now in Jesus' mighty name. Bless them, Lord. Be a blessing. Of Jesus. Yes. We come, Father God, and we uplift Prof right now in Jesus' mighty name. Your daughter needs you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, she has been obedient. She has been faithful, Heavenly Father. We know that you will make a way, and we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, on her behalf. You know her, Father God. You meet her where she is right now. You meet her where she is tonight, Heavenly Father. Remind her, Lord, that you are there. Remind her, Lord, that you will see her through. Remind her, Lord, that what she is seeing now is not her destination. It's not her destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. But she is going through, Father God. She is going through, Heavenly Father, for what you have prepared for her in Jesus' mighty name. And because you are a powerful God, we thank you that you will show up in a mighty way, because that is what you are, Father God. You are not a small God who gives us small breakthroughs, Heavenly Father. Her testimony will be loud. It'll make a noise.
Come on,
Father, we thank you that people will be pointed home to you because of her victory in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, that because of Prof's testimony, knees will be bowing down and tongues will be confessing that you are Lord, because you are Lord of lords. You are King of kings. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. I thank you, Lord, that our prayers are not earthbound in Jesus' mighty name. From our lips to your ears, Heavenly Father, may it be so in Jesus' name. We come to you tonight and we just say thank you. We say thank you, Father, because it is done. It is done in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 thank you. I touch and agree with everything that Vera said. Vera prayed, sorry, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Vera. The next prayer point is for Corinne, please. Thank you. The prayer point is for our Heavenly Father, our Lord, to speak clearly to Prof about the way forward, so she can make important decisions. She needs clear direction from our Heavenly Father. I'll repeat that. Lord, to speak clearly to Prof about way forward, so she can make important decisions. She needs clear direction from our Heavenly Father.
Got it. Heavenly Father, we just come before your throne of grace tonight. And Father, we submit our thought process. We submit the way we perceive. We submit the way we think and the way we interpret. And I ask, Holy Spirit, that you come right now and that you minister to Prof. Father, I ask that the spirit of wisdom, the sevenfold spirit, that you will manifest in her midst. Father, I ask that you will manifest in our midst as a team as well, to give us wisdom in how to encourage, how to pray, and how to lead and to help and to guide her in this time. I thank you, Father, that Psalm 91 kicks in and that your wings come around her to protect her and to keep her. I thank you, Father, that your word says that when we put on the helmet of salvation, we are not only putting it on to protect our minds, but we're putting it on to bind our mind to your mind, our thoughts to your thoughts. So, Father, I ask in this evening, Lord, that you will come and that you will touch your daughter's mind, that her thoughts will be bound to your thoughts, that the spirit of wisdom will manifest in her life. Father, I ask for pure dreams, clean dreams. I ask for prophetic word. And, Father, I ask that no spirit of familiarity will come in, Lord, that we will not prophesy, we will not pray, we will not speak of from a perspective and a point of view of how we see it. But I decree and declare tonight that we will tap into the spirit realm and that we will see from your perspective, Father. I ask tonight, Lord, that you will give wisdom, that the spirit of wisdom will manifest. Father, I come tonight, and even though we are battling hopelessness, we are battling despair, we are battling our faith that's currently being tested, I thank you, Father, that we can decree from heaven to earth that a shift takes place. Amen. We shift our mindset. Shift our mindset. And I thank you, Father, for a clear, directive, precision, like an arrow that's hitting its target. For a clear-cut picture, Father, that we will know as we know as we know that this is you speaking. And I ask, Father, that we will be backed by the word. For your word says that nothing that you decree and declare will return to you void. I thank you, Father, that I know, Lord, that in the midst of trials, in the midst of our fiercest battles, you are there with us. And Lord, we acknowledge tonight that we're in a fierce battle and we don't know how to operate or perceive or walk forward unless your word is a light, lamp unto our feet, shining, leading, and guiding us. Unless your spirit comes with us, guides us, and leads us. So, Father, we come alongside your daughter, and we lock shields. And as we are locking shields, I thank you, Father, that one voice will speak tonight. One voice will speak, and that will be your voice, Father, that whatever we decree and whatever we are praying tonight is according to your will. I thank you, Father, for clear-cut vision. I thank you, Father, that where the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy, you came so that your daughter Belinda can have life and she can have it abundantly.
Hallelujah.
I know, Father, that in this time, it doesn't seem like it, but Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, certain of the things we do not see. So, Father, we decree tonight, even though we do not see it, we decree tonight that though your daughter is walking through this, you are with her, you are parting the seas, and she's walking through on dry ground.
Amen.
Though the enemy is pursuing her, I thank you, Father, that you are a protector and a vindicator. Though she's standing, Father, and she feels alone, I thank you, Father,
that your spirit comes alongside her. I thank you, Father, that Psalm 91 decrees that you give your angels command to carry us on their shoulders. So, Father, that's my prayer tonight, is that the angels will come alongside your daughter, that they will lift her up on their shoulders, that your angels will minister to her, that your angels will give her hope, that she will have a clear-cut direction. Father, I speak to the situation tonight, and I decree, Father, that your will manifest.
Hallelujah.
I decree, Lord, that no weapon, a word that was spoken, will manifest. Yes, Lord, we do acknowledge, Lord, that the medical has got a right. It was given a right. But Lord, tonight, we are clinging to you. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. She knew that if she touched the hem of your garment, she would be healed. So tonight, Father, with one voice, we are crying out for a touch of heaven. We are crying out that by faith, you will reach down as we are reaching up. And there will be a meeting in the heavenlies.
Yes.
I thank you, Father, that your daughter's scroll of destiny, the book roll of her life, is pulled out tonight. And I thank you that in that scroll, in that book roll, is written. It is written, yes. She is an overcomer. It is written that she will succeed in everything, because in you are for her. Who can be against her? It is written in a destiny scroll that she is born to be a leader. It is written in a destiny scroll that she will walk in your ways. It is written in a scroll that she will have authority over death. It is written in a scroll, Lord, that she will be successful. It is written in a scroll that she will walk in hope, in love, and in faith. It is written in a scroll that she will walk in great signs, wonders, and miracles. It is written in her scroll, Father, that you called her by name.
Amen.
And irrespective, regardless of what is coming against her, nothing and no one can move her from your hand.
Yes.
So Father, tonight we partner with heaven, and we come in agreement with everything that you've spoken over her life.
Yes.
And we just, along with heaven, breathe destiny. And we decree, you will live and not die. You will be faithful in everything you do. Whatever the Lord you on your shoulders, you will carry it with grace and with elegance. And you will be successful. So I thank you, Father, that I can just stand before your throne tonight, Father. And I can ask, Lord, that you will put... That you will seal our lips, Lord, that we won't just speak what we are picking up, Lord, but we will really pray into what you are revealing to us. And then, Lord, based on your strategy, Lord, we will counterattack what the enemy is doing.
Amen.
We will be victorious. We will take back what was stolen.
Hallelujah.
For your word says in John 10:10, the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy, but you came so that we can have life, and life in abundance.
Amen.
So, Father, though we are in this, we come alongside your daughter. We lock our shields around her, Lord. And tonight, Lord, we stand. Tonight, Lord, we stand. We stand on your promises for your daughter. We stand on your every prophetic word that you've ever released over your daughter. We stand for her, on behalf of her. And we stand with her, Lord. And tonight, Father, we as a team come in agreement with every word that you've ever spoken over your daughter. And we voice it, Father, that everyone can hear. We voice it tonight, Father. As we're standing, forming a circle around your daughter. I thank you, Father, that in this time, she will find rest in you, will find peace in you, and she will know that she's not alone, that she's not alone, I encourage your daughter tonight, Father, and I remind you, Lord, of every promise, every directive, every word you've ever released over her. I remind you of the vision that you've given her. And I thank you, Father, that we can decree as a unit, united as a team, that your daughter will get through the
Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I touch you every after Kareen's prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Okay, the final prayer point. Frida, would you like to pray? Frida, are you there?
I am.
There's one more prayer point, and I heard your name, so are you okay to pray?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Praise God. Right, okay. The prayer point is for the Holy Spirit. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yep. The prayer point is for the Holy Spirit to speak to Prof and her sons and daughters in dreams. To speak to Prof and her sons and daughters, and to also speak to Prof and her sons and daughters in dreams, visions, about what we need to do. Okay? Kareen already touched in her prayer about us having the purest form of revelation from God. But one of the prayer points that Prof asked us to pray about was about him speaking to us in dreams and visions about what she needs to do.
Okay. Father God, we bring Belinda before you, as well as the sons and daughters, to give them clear dreams and clear visions of where to go, what to do, and how to interpret them. Father God, as we come before you, I honestly seek your wisdom so that you can actually give us clear direction to interpret all the dreams and visions that you lay on hearts.
Amen.
I am truly seeking your voice, your wisdom, your spirit to come Amen. And touch all of her sons and daughters and Belinda, to carry her through all of the trials that she is going through. But you know the plans that you have for her. Nothing and no weapon formed against her will prosper. Jesus' Hallelujah. Name. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I touch and agree with every single word that we have prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Thank you, Frida. Okay, so, as Prof always does at the end of a session, she asks us to pray in tongues all together. And then if anyone hears anything or anything, to share in the group. Okay? So we do that now, please. Yeah, sorry, thank you.
Kushatoro to Kondoro to Toro to Kushatere Tekienta.
May I share what I'm seeing?
Yes. Oh, before we start, I wasn't able to record this because someone pressed record. They're able to do it now, so we can record these prophecies.
Guess it's recording yes. already.
Are you recording, Kahiso?
Yes, we are.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, yeah, go on, please. Thank you so much. Go on, please. Sorry.
I just saw a vision of every one of us locking shields with Prof. And Kirsten, you just took the words right out of my mouth now.
Sorry.
As we were locking shields, I just saw this light breaking through. And what I sensed was time that we need to take hands. And the Lord has equipped each and every one of us for a specific reason, but also for a specific season. And what I saw was, as each of us are locking shields, each of us has got a unique role to play in this time. For instance, one will pray, one will bring food, one will encourage, one will uplift, one will wash the body, one will nurture the body. So I saw each and every one of us in our unique way, just coming alongside Prof and just lifting her up. What I'm sensing is, I think someone touched on this as well, a prophet, there comes a season in a prophet's life where they have to go through a major transition, and it's a very painful time. And in that time, other eagles comes alongside that eagle. And it protects the eagle and feeds the eagle and looks after the eagle. And we've been groomed and gotten ready for a time such as this. It's time for us to look after the mother eagle. It's time for us to protect, to be on guard, to be on the lookout. It's time for us to, in this time, I sense it's a very short time. I sense it's very short that we need to be more vigilant. We need to be more awake. And as we're doing this, there's something that's going to happen to the team, but also to Prof. I see Prof is in a very vulnerable place currently. And it's not, I sense it in my spirit, it's not a time for us to speak about her. It's not a time for us to speak about her to other people, even to our leaders. This is a time for us to pray for her, to protect her, to cover her. I've got this deep urgency in my spirit that we must be very careful what we're doing in these. I'm sensing two to three months. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
So in these next 2 to 3 months, it's imperative that we not only protect, but we apply everything that we've learned up to now. That means checking ourselves before we speak. That means taking up our position. If there's something that we're struggling with, let's sort it out and get going. Don't run to Prof with everything. Prof is our leader. We need to run everything by her. But if there's small things that you're struggling with, stupid question like, what does the word say about healing? Let's jump on the group and talk to one another and get it sorted out there, because this is the time where we have to incorporate everything that we've learned, and it's time for us to protect our leader. That's the one thing. The second thing is, I saw Prof as she's transitioning. I saw her transforming. I don't know if you watched the movie Transformers, but they're just normal, everyday cars, able to shift and shape. But when they transform, they become these dangerous, really dangerous, and ready and equipped Autobot, for lack of a better word. And that's what Prof's going through. She's transitioning into a very strong pillar in the kingdom of God. And I want to share with you what the Lord revealed to me, who Prof is in the spirit. A year ago, the Lord took me into this heavenly room. Now, I know it's the courtroom because I saw seven judges and I saw God sitting in the middle. I knew it was God based on the brilliant light. I couldn't make him out. But the seven judges that were sitting there, I recognized some of them. Paul was one. Elijah was one. David was one, so I recognized them. And there was Jesus was standing there, and I looked behind us, and there was I can't tell you, it's innumerous. I saw people sitting there, and it was innumerous. It looked like a stadium, and I looked up, and I couldn't see the end of the seats, and it was filled with people. But upon closer inspection, I noticed that there were people who weren't in position. So there were gaps. There were a lot of people in the stands, but there was also a lot of gaps. And as I looked at this, I turned back around because I heard Jesus calling Prof and two people. And then probably, and I saw them ignited them. Knew that those keys were the keys of revival for the continent. I saw that she had an army, but most of the keys, she was in this brilliant manner. I witnessed in the marriage ceremony, but it was the thing Lord revealed to me. Coming for a bride, but first of all was in marriage to Jesus. I was sitting on a face, he had a scepter in that. And as I was looking at that, all of a sudden I was in this wall with 12 people, and Prof was one of those people. I saw those 12 with the general of the generals of the world, and as I looked, saw that they were getting directly from God's spirit. They are on this earth, those planned families that are getting from God. Sharing with me how to acknowledge Christ's spirit we are. Yeah, they are. By the time that we realize that Linda, God, a lot of authority. And using the spirit, I'm listening to know she's her favorite. I ask you to be very. I feel a spirit God is really not messing around anymore. He's building up. He's started shifting things in us. All of us change. All of us, but there's a change. We level because a right line. Being a right line does not mean it's just to look at ourselves on the shoulders and say, we're right line. So down in our knees. I acknowledge all of you, and I want to say to everyone of you, let's agree to come in the unit and say, look back for the leader. We will make it, we will allow ourselves for our brothers on this platform. Be negatively about someone. Take us the one. We are ability. It stops with us. We are the ones that's not at saying into the movies. Let's not talk about our leader. We'll talk about all that. Mafia, a woman that's cursed, not bad of anywhere, a woman that's a woman that's Lerato or Kaisa or stupid, but I will tell you something. I will really pray for Ross. Since as that happened, I see each and every one of us as we take that stop, I see the smile of the Father. Pouring from heaven, this is how the world will know one sons and daughters, I love one another. And that means that I will say, Rin, be native. So, Pastor, you encourage, just the guy, and just pop it. Be aware how you do in front of people. And as we do that, I see changes happening to you. I want to encourage you all tonight. I want to say all of you, you were called for it. Much as this was positioned you. Really. Every one of you equipped by E6 will be sorry that just came from
No, the line keeps cutting now and then.
Kisa said the message cut. Hey, and I finally have made. Where's Kisa?
So the line keeps cutting now and then. Right. Can't hear clearly.
Anything else? Can you hear anything?
Since yesterday, I was just so loud. things where necessary in the psalm, but like I'm just speaking the word of the Lord. And I agree with you, Corinne, where you say we need to be very careful about what we're saying, like in this season, what our mouths confess. Hence, now I'm just soaking in the word. I'm just soaking in the word. And like I've just been speaking goodness. Whenever I'm thinking about someone, I'll pray, Lord, reveal a scripture. And that's what I'll speak over that person and just apply their name. I've been writing. What's telling me to do?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, our words are very powerful. Yeah, you said, but there's power of life and death in the tongue, so it's very, very powerful.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Biwe. Anybody else? See or hear anything? No? Hello?
Hey, Mars. Sorry, it keeps cutting out for me as well.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can hear you guys now. I just got little bits and pieces throughout, like, as different prayers were going on, like, odd words. Mm-hmm. So, one second. I'm just going to tell my family to stop the noise. One second. Sorry, my children. God bless them. So just a couple of things that I just wanted to maybe bring up in prayer, if that's okay with you. So the word fear came up, wisdom came up, and cast all imaginations down came up. These were just like odd things that were just getting shot into my mind while the prayers were going on. And then God gave me a scripture. And then I had also a vision. And the vision was, it was almost like a cloak. When it's like I saw Prof with the doctor, the consultant in my mind's eye. And it's like as he was speaking, a cloak of heaviness was put on her. And it was weighty. It was like, you know, someone put bricks on your back. It felt like that. And when I saw it, that's how I felt it, like a cloak of heaviness has been put on her and for us to take it off and put on the cloak of righteousness back on her. And if that's okay, I'll just pray those couple of points, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So, Lord, I just thank you for everything that has been said and gone up to you, Father God. Father God, I ask you, Lord, to rebuke any spirit of fear that is knocking up Prof's door. As she faces what she faces, Lord, the Lord God Almighty, rebuke the spirit of fear. We thank you, Father God, that you contend with those that contend with us, that as the enemy comes to Prof's face one way, he shall flee seven ways, and that you, Heavenly Father, will reveal wisdom to Prof and wisdom to us in how to move forward. And in that wisdom, oh, Father God, I'm asking you, Father God, tonight in the power of agreement with each other, that you release finances so that Prof has options and she has choices. I'm asking you, oh, Father God, to send out your angels tonight to pull in the finances, to release the people to buy her car, to buy her flat, her apartment. And from north, south, east, west of the universe, I'm asking that there be a financial release. Supernaturally tonight, oh Father God, send forth your angels to speak to the hearts of all the ministries. Prof has been around the world. Not only she ministered to churches, she's ministered to thousands and thousands of people within the churches and the congregations. I am asking, oh Father God, for it to be placed on the heart of the men and women, children, whoever's been under her voice, whoever's been blessed by her ministry, to sow back into her, oh Father God, that she will have a financial backing to support for whatever she may need for her future. I'm asking that you are Jehovah Jireh, her provider, and money shouldn't be an issue for your daughter. So I'm asking you to loose, oh Father God, from heaven tonight, to unlock the heavens of overflow upon your daughter in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. And I ask you, oh Father God, to send forth your angels and for Jesus himself to lift off that heavy garment that was placed on her, that garment of heaviness that was placed on her, and that every imagination be cast down that goes against the kingdom and the word of God, and that you will reunite her, oh Father God, and put a robe of righteousness on her right now, that she'll be right standing and strong with you in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God. And the scripture that God gave me was, just getting it up on my phone. It was Psalms 91:14, when I saw the heaviness. And because Prophet Belinda has set her love upon me, the Lord said, therefore, I will deliver her. The Lord said, I will set her on high because she has known my name. And the Lord said that Prophet Belinda shall call upon me now, and I will answer her. And yes, I will be with her in times of her trouble. Yes. Prophet Belinda, I will deliver her and honor her. And with long life, I will satisfy her. She will have long life. She is too young.
Amen.
She will live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. And I decree and declare that the scroll of her destiny will be fulfilled. It is not, amen, her time. In, amen, Jesus' name.
And, amen. Jesus name.
And I and the last part of the scripture, sorry, it's just popped off. Sorry, my phone's just shut down. Sorry guys. And with long life I will satisfy Prophet Belinda and show her my salvation. So, Lord, I just declare this word that you gave so clearly just for your daughter to take shape, form, and life, and it will not return to her void tonight. It shall accomplish what it pleases and prosper in which it is sent. And the very last thing, when I was praying for Prof in my car earlier, it's like fire was on me. I was just praying in a way. It was just like I literally nearly lost my voice in tongues. And as I was praying, the visions of the video that she actually posted, I don't know if anyone got to see it, of the army in China, their vigorous training.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you guys get to see it?
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys got to see it.
Yeah.
And it's like he was showing me the level, like, so Prof made a comment that that's how we're being trained, and I've received that, but then I'm still such a baby. I can't say boo to goose, and I can't see anything like that. It upsets my spirit. But I understood the concept of the high level of training that these guys had to go to endure what would normally kill a man. The level, yeah, of resistance that these soldiers are trained, the level of resistance, and it was almost like it, as I was speaking in tongues, he was like saying the level of resistance that I've placed in Prof is like in line with what these guys are going through. Mm. So what would kill a normal man with these human soldiers? They were human soldiers, that, you know, like me and you. But what would normally kill a man did not kill these soldiers. Why? Because of their vision, because of their focus, and because of their mindset. Mm. They could not be killed. So, for example, if you haven't seen it, it's like they'd get a machete and hit it on a stone on their stomach. They would beat them with a hammer. They would lie on nails and then break a hammer. I can't remember. There was so much going on. I might have got it back to front. But if you watch it, the level of endurance that they survived these horrific trials was to do with their focus, their vision, and their mindset. How powerful is that? And if they, without Christ, could endure such bodily physical attack from machetes and hammers and nails, he's just showing me that he's equipped Prof with a level of endurance that is only supernatural. None of us would be able to survive what she's going through. Amen. She is literally a spiritual general going through that particular trial in the spirit and in the physical. But not only does she have the focus, not only must she, we must pray for her focus, we must pray for her vision, and we must pray for her mindset. Because he said, like Lot, she must not turn back. Don't look at the report. Stay close. It's like he was saying, look into my eyes. She must look into my eyes. Stay focused at me. Stay focused on me and she will endure. She'll endure. She'll be able to survive this. And it was so powerful for me because, you know, I looked at that video and I kind of brushed it off because it was a bit too deep for me. But I believe God made her look at that video to show her a reflection of who she is. And the most powerful part of this is they managed to resist this level of violence against their physical because only of their focus, their mindset, and their vision. And they didn't have the Holy Spirit. Woo!
Wow.
They didn't have the Holy Spirit. Now, if Prof has the focus, if she has the vision and she has the mindset and she has the Word of God and she has the Holy Spirit and she has angelic covering, I was just excited. It was like a revelation for me. So I just wanted to share that because I am praying for your mindset, Prof. I am praying for your vision and I'm praying for your focus to not be moved left or right, that the report is behind you and that God's given you supernatural endurance more than any man can handle to get through this trial. And like everybody says, we know that you have a scroll and a destiny. It will be completed. It will be seen to the end. Your life cannot be touched or cut short because of your mandate. And that God will carry you through this season and we will stand and lock shields like Corinne and everybody else's. So that's what I wanted to share. God bless you all.
God bless. Thank you, Natalie. That's powerful. Thank you. Amen.
You're welcome.
Anybody else?
Just from my side, regarding... Karine, with everything that you said, I just couldn't hear the vision. It just kept cutting. But with everything to the T that you said, I was getting the exact same thing. And I just wanted to confirm also that with all that you were saying just now also. So that's just it from my side, regarding what Karine was saying. I was getting everything exactly as you were saying it.
Sure. Thank you, Karine.
Thank you. Frida?
Yes, Marcia.
Hello, did you get anything?
No, I didn't get. I'm very young in all of this, Marcia. It's very difficult for me, though.
Bless you. But your prayer today was very powerful.
Yes.
Prayer you did today, so... I have to say that you are way ahead than what I was when I first started. So I have to say that because your prayer was very powerful.
Thank you.
God bless you. I got something which basically was what Doreen was saying. I got a visual in the sense that I just saw this eagle, and it was sitting on the edge of the nest. And its wings, it was doing this with its wings like that, with its feathers at the back. But it didn't take off. And I had this feeling in my spirit it wasn't ready yet to take off. But it was very close. And it was flapping its wings. So it had feathers. The feathers were thrown back, if that makes sense. And it was like flapping its wings, its feathers like this. And on the edge of the net, it was fly off. Very, very, very close to ready to fly off, if that makes sense. And then I saw eagles, but just like below the nest, but not low below. So the nest was very up high. I felt like it was up in the mountains kind of height. Because when I was looking down, I could see like mountain bits around. And there was these eagles all flying like that, just flying across each other. But they were below the other eagle that was on the nest. It was like as if they were protecting the eagle on the nest. They were just flying around like this, and going across each other, but they were underneath the eagle, protecting it. And that's exactly what Karine said. Yeah, and then she mentioned 3 month time. So that impression I got with the eagle nest, it wasn't quite ready to fly off, but it was nearly there. So I could see the feathers from its wing. Yeah, so that's what we're doing. Okay, and I just saw that Maisie, someone's joined us. Macy. Hi, Macy. Hello? Macy? You there, Macy?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, hi. Hi. Hi there. God bless you.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Esther,
thanks for joining us. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. Does anyone suggest anything else for us to do? Like, Corrine, anyone want to suggest anything? Corrine, Kirsten, VOA, Kahiso, Natalie, did you think the Holy Spirit say anything else?
No, all good, Marcia.
Just to close in prayer and just cover us all. That's it, really.
Okay, so who wants to do that closing prayer?
All close for us.
Pardon?
No. I'll pray for us to close down.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Amen.
Sorry. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come tonight and we can just once again just decree that it is well. It is well with your sons and daughters. It is well with the believers. It is well with those who seek your heart, who seek your will. Father, tonight I ask that your blood will protect every word that has gone out, every prophecy that was released. And I thank you, Father, that everything is hidden. Everything is hidden. Father, I lift up the team. I lift up your daughter, Prophet Belinda. And I thank you, Father, that I can just decree and declare Psalm 91. I can declare, Father, that she is protected, that the team is protected, that we are under the wings of the Almighty. You are our strong tower. You are the one that keeps us, that protects us. I thank you, Father, that tonight we can really lift our eyes up to the mountains, for where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord, the Creator, the Maker of heaven and earth. Who can come off the mountain except he who has clean hands and a pure heart? I thank you, Father, that the purification that started, the process that started to get us ready, Father, has been a long time coming. But tonight, Lord, you've drawn a line and you said, Now you step up, now you step forward, now you take up your position. And I thank you, Father, that in verse 3 you say that you will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. I thank you, Father, that you will cover us with your wings. We will trust and find refuge in you. I thank you, Father, that our faith is put in you. You are our truth, Lord, and whatever your word says, we will agree upon. It is yes and amen to us. And as we've prayed tonight, Lord, as we've seeked your face tonight, Lord, I thank you, Father, that the atmosphere around your daughter, Prophet Belinda, was permeated with hope, with encouragement, with strength, with a will to keep on going. And Father, my prayer tonight is that you will, as Marcia has prayed, as the other sons and daughters have prayed tonight, that you will give us dreams, give us visions, give us wisdom in how to pray, how to encourage. Father, protect us in what we say. Let us not jump to conclusions, Lord, but let us take up seriously what you've said tonight. Father, you are our deliverer. No evil will come upon us, no plague nor calamity, for you are with us. Under your wings, we are protected. You've given us authority, Father, to trample on the lion and the serpent, the dragon. And tonight, Father, we apply everything that you've told us thus far through the fast and what prophet's been teaching us. And we decree tonight that we are in position, locking shields with one another. I lift the team up tonight, Lord. I ask, Father, that you will find a well-pleasing flavor, smell, sound, as we walk in obedience. I declare over the team and over your daughter, Prophet Belinda, that we are blessed. We are anointed. We are positioned. We are ready. And I thank you, Father, that I can decree over each and every one of us that because of obedience, we will taste and see your goodness in the land of the living. Because of obedience, we will see breakthrough upon breakthrough upon breakthrough. Because of obedience, we recognize who is for us. And because you are for us, who can be against us? I want to lift everyone by name tonight up, Lord, starting with Marcia. And I want to speak over Marcia, a blessing tonight. Thank you for her faithfulness and her obedience. Father, I lift up Natalie and I come in agreement with every prayer that she and Richie has been holding up before your throne. And I want to speak over those prayers and I want to decree that it is time for it to come into fruition. It is time for us to come for it to come into fruition. Father, I lift Frida up and I thank you, Lord, that I can decree over Frida that she walks inside your will, that her footsteps is directed by you. And Father, tonight I just want to encourage her to run after your word, to run after what you've decreed over her. I want to bring Viwe before your throne and I thank you, Father, that she's highly favored. I thank you, Father, that I can pray tonight that she and her family is protected and that the spirit of wisdom goes alongside them, Father, in business. Wherever they go, Lord, that they are protected. I lift Macy up before your throne, Lord, and I thank you, Father, that she's been obediently on the Zoom meetings. I ask, Lord, that you will give her favor. Whatever she's trusting you for, Lord, I just lift it up with her before your throne, and I thank you, Father, that you hear and that you will manifest yourself to her. Father, I lift up Lerato and Kaisu. I thank you for a faithful couple, Father. Soft and gentle, yet so strong in the spirit. And I want to encourage them tonight to run, to write down the vision and to run with it. I want to lift up your daughter, Prophet Belinda, who's in a transitioning. And in this transitioning, Father, I thank you that a giant is standing up. A giant is rising up in this hour, Father. And we as a team recognize who she is in the spirit and we come in agreement with what heaven has placed and mandated her for and is resting upon her. And my prayer tonight is, Lord, that you will show us as a team how to pray for her, how to cover her, how to pray for one another, and how to cover one another. Father, we lift up Stuart, who couldn't be on the call tonight, and Claire. And Father, we just pray for their protection. And I thank you, Father, that I can decree and declare that it is well with each and every one of us. We are protected. We are kept. And you hide us away under the blood. Thank you, Father, for testimony upon testimony, where we will gather and we will testify about your goodness. I thank you, Father, that I can decree and declare that this week is going to end on a very high note for all of us tomorrow. That we are going to have breakthroughs, joy, and above all else, Father, the realization that the enemy is under our feet. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, everyone. We love you, Prof. We
love
you, Prof.
Love you, Prof.
Thank you for an awesome teaching, Marcia. Thanks for leading tonight.
Thanks, Marcia.
Thanks, Prof. Love you, Prof. Love you all.
Love you, Prof.
Yeah, love you all.
Love you, Prof. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much.